Hello.
This is with Brian.
Yeah, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. My name is Celine. I'm calling from Local Slash Web Services. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Brian, I've been asked to give you a call. You wanted to do some further changes to your website.
Yeah, I saw what you did so far, and it's going in the right direction. It looks good. I just had a couple
okay.
things I needed to change slash add. So I don't know if the original email I sent got maybe some cut off, but I think about maybe like a quarter of the products that I emailed to put on there ended up on there, unless it's like maybe it's glitching or something, and I'm not seeing everything.
Oh. But, you want me just to go over these notes I've got here?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, one, the tree listed as a, and this might be my fault, not yours. It's dwarf Korean lilac. That tree, I would like it to be moved into the trees category.
Give me 1 second because I might be able to do it as we are talking. So what, 3%, the North Korean lilac? No, that's a different thing.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the website again right now. The dwarf Korean lilac should be under trees, and I may not have done that when I sent the email, so it's probably my fault. On my end, at least, there's a category that says trees, and then there's a separate category that says dwarf Korean lilac.
Oh, so the dwarf Korean lilac is actually part of the tree categories.
Yeah, there we go, yes.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Okay. Well, I don't seem to be able to do it here online. I will need to. Okay. No worries. I will move them on the trees. So,
okay.
What else?
Next one. There's a page for annuals, like a category for annuals, and I'm trying to pull the website up right now, but I don't have good service. But there's, I think, there's one random annual flower that's listed in a different category. I think it might be listed under bulk materials. I'm still trying to get it pulled up, but when I see that, I will tell you which one it is.
Bulk products.
Yeah, so if you go to, I think it was under bulk products. If you look under bulk products, does it show the flower, one category of flowers? Petunias or pansies?
No. No, it doesn't show me that.
Okay, it's not under that category then. Man, I can't believe it won't let me get on. It's just loading. One of the categories has flowers in there. Those flowers should be under annuals. I think it's petunias. And the picture is just a picture of flowers. Those should be under the annuals category. I'm going to have to drive down the road so I can get better service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me do that. If you want, until I can get that pulled up, I can skip on to the next one.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. On my end, I see a category called, I think, other.
Yeah.
With some things, and on my end, it's showing like it's showing like a picture that's not loading in, like a JPEG.
Oh yeah, like it's like a broke link.
You see that too?
Yeah.
Okay, I drove down the road and I can actually get service now, so let me see here. Okay, that picture I was talking about of the flowers, it's actually under the trees category.
Oh, okay.
So, but we can come back to that when you're ready, if you want.
I prefer to just go back now. So it's under the trees categories. And which one will be the pink, the entrance, right?
Yeah, that's pink dianthus, but the picture that's on there is not pink dianthus. Mm. Those are, that picture is, of pansies.
Mm.
So I don't know how that got kind of that got mixed up. I didn't even notice that before.
That's the flower that needs to be removed from there, right?
Yeah, so the picture of the flowers needs to be removed from trees, and the pink dianthus should be removed from trees and added to the annuals, or I'm sorry, to the perennials. So the pink dianthus should be added to perennials, but that is not the picture for the pink dianthus.
Ooh.
Let me see.
Would you be able to send me that in the email, the picture
I did send it originally. But I see, now that I'm looking, that picture was just duplicated because you actually do have the annual pansies. You have the picture in there under annuals.
Mm.
So I think what happened is the dianthus picture, the pink dianthus, the wrong picture got used. And then it's also in the wrong category. So I can email you that picture again right now.
Just that one. Exactly. Just that one. So I know
where your email again.
It's srego@localsplash.com.
Okay. Yeah, so I see what happened there. Just the wrong picture. Okay, I just sent the pink dianthus picture.
Oh, shit.
Okay. And then, tell me when you're ready for the next part.
I want to see the email coming in.
No problem.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Perfect. Now, next item.
Okay. Next item. So back to what we were saying before, the picture's not showing up in the other category.
Mm-hmm.
I did send pictures for all those products. You got those?
We got some of those. That's the thing, because some of the pictures were not loading. I did ask some of the client support to contact you because they were not. When we were downloading the photos, they were cutting off, you know?
Well, I will send you whatever other photos you need again. So, all right, then we'll go to the next part because this kind of kind of goes in with that. All right, so the only other thing that I noticed is that probably I think I sent you maybe 50 products, and I only see about maybe like 20 available in here. So there's a lot more products that aren't listed yet. And if you want, I can go to the email that I sent and tell you what those are.
Yes, please. But I will ask you, like, very, very kindly, like, be very specific. For example, what is some of the pros I'm not sure is because we cannot categorize by gallons or square foot. Or so it has to be like a specific price. Like, no, sorry, what's that? The in-between prices. So we cannot put a starting from and ending at. So you need to actually give me the price. Like 2 gallons, this is the value. 15 gallons, this is the value. You know? So
yeah, I think I did that.
No, the products that are missing is precisely that we can't add, like, starting at a maximum. So, or in between this and that amount.
Okay, you know? let me find the email here so I can see. Because I thought I put a price on everything. Just trying to find the email I sent to you. Okay, so I'm gonna resend the email with all the pictures of the products right now because I'm looking at it. Is that all right? Okay, I'm gonna send that to you right now. I'm gonna forward, include attachments. Can you tell me your email one more time? Oh, it's saved.
Of course.
Never mind.
Okay,
we'll give me a sec for that. So I think this is what you were asking just now. So, like, the green velvet boxwood that's available in 3 gallon and 5 gallon, it's different prices, but it's the same picture. It's the same picture for each. But is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it's just that there was also part of the email. I will tell you, just a moment. Okay, for example, grub control for jar merit, not flush, 30 pounds, $75 to $89. So I can't have two prices. It has to be... What's the price?
I apologize. I don't know how that got in there.
No worries. It's just that the free hand as well, like between 21 to 169. So I can have.
I got you.
Like variation.
No,
makes sense, right? Okay.
So what that is, I was originally going in and putting what I pay for those products. And so that first number is what I pay, and the second number is what I'm charging. And that's where I thought I got rid of all that, but I apologize.
Yeah.
I can
no worries.
Fix that and resend it to you if you want.
Yeah, it's just what I'm thinking is best when you send me the email, when you resend, just clean up all the products that are already there. Just leave me the ones that are missing with the clear pricing and the pictures that are missing. So clearly labeled. So in that way I can actually just fix the right way, because if not, we're going to be back and forth, you know. So if you send me all the information, if you just return me now, it's going to be like a real mess. So if you can
just
see, like,
you the picture
it
again,
up.
But okay. I did not clean it up. I didn't do that yet. So you're going to have an email with the same stuff in it. but I can go back and redo it. I'm trying to find the original email that I sent you, and I cannot. The one with all the products listed, for some reason.
I think I just sent that one to support at localsplash.com.
Oh, I see. I found it. Okay.
Hmm.
So, 3-gallon boxwood, 59. Okay, that's good. That's good. Let me make sure. So, 5-gallon is 59. 3-gallon, 59. 5-gallon's 84. I'll put that in the email. Each item, whether it's 3-gallon or 5-gallon, is going to be the same picture for that item.
Okay.
Okay.
As I said, the best is that you just clean it up, that the email only has the information for the missing products and the clear instructions with the images. Okay?
I will do that right now.
Perfect.
Was there any questions you had for me? Yeah, I see where I did forget to delete. Yeah, that's my fault. I apologize. I see these ones.
No worries.
I didn't. Other than those, there are a lot of products that still aren't on there. I'll go through them all, though, and resend it, within the hour.
Oh, perfect.
And then the faster I can receive it,
the faster I can finish it. So, for me, when the pictures are missing,
I already sent them, but I didn't clean up the ones that you've already used, so I can go back and do that, and I'll send it again.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you for all the help.
So, of course, Ryan. Once that I receive all the information, I will start working, and once it's ready, I will let you know. I will send you a quick email and a quick text message, and if you want to jump in another call, just reply to either of those. Okay?
Before you go, I did set up a gateway.
And so
they would like me to get you on the phone on like a conference so that they can give you whatever information that you need to link this gateway.
Perfect. Today I am very packed because unfortunately I was away last week with an emergency.
I'll need a few days notice anyway, so it's not. Maybe we can do later on this week.
Plan for Thursday or Friday, or you want next week?
Thursday is good. Let's do Thursday. I'll put it in my calendar, and I will give them a call. Thursday at what time do you think?
Let me see. You are Central Time Zone or Eastern? Ohio Eastern. So you are 3 hours ahead of me. It will be 3 p.m. your time will be okay? That will be 12 p.m.
that's fine.
Yeah? Perfect. So I will set it up for a call on Thursday, April 2nd, at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Natasha. So please do send me those emails, clear up. As I say, once I have them ready, all the changes, I will send you that quick email and quick text message.
The things that I already told you over the phone today, do you have that?
Yeah.
Do you have those notes?
Yes, I have. I got the Dwarf Korean Lilac that needs to be moved to the three categories, and I got the right picture. All these categories need to have a picture on it.
Okay.
And so far, those were the ones that we actually got to do, because the rest are products that are missing, and that needs to be information set.
Okay. I will send all that information over as soon as possible. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Brian. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. And of course, my pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.